I have read that the overall favorite Christmas song, I don't know if this is true or not, I have read that most people list as their favorite or one of their favorite Christmas songs, "O Holy Night." Night is not quite yet upon us, yet we look forward to this holy night. There are, I think, versions of that song out there to suit every musical taste under the sun, but it's the words that I want to focus on this evening, this afternoon, this evening, as evening comes. That word holy. That carol or hymn captures the sense of holiness, I think, and that is probably part of its appeal. We call this time holy. We call this night holy. But what does that really mean? The word holy is a word that we use a lot in church, and as I thought about it, not very much any place else. And that might be worth thinking about. Why don't we call things holy so much outside of church? There are exclamations like, "Holy cow," but that's not exactly what I had in mind. Or holy quite a lot of other things as well. And even the mildest of those have always sounded just a tad blasphemous to me. Just a tad. Because this is a holy night. This is a holy time. And not just here in this church, in our lives, in our world. This is a holy night. The word holy really just means of God. Of God. To call this time holy, to call this night that awaits us holy, is to say that this night is of God. It is to say that there is something about this night that is more than we human beings can muster, even at our best. And Christmas gloriously tends to bring out the best in people. We see kindness and generosity and forgiveness and at least temporary peace expressed more fully this time of year, perhaps, than any other time. We are at our best. And yet to call this night holy is to say even more. It is to say that this night is of God. That we can see, feel, and experience God among us. The one whose birth we commemorate is just a baby. Just a baby. Just another little baby boy. And yet, in some mysterious way, he is of God. He is holy. And it's actually just a rather odd story of dirty shepherds and strange kings, this story we have just heard. But in some wondrous way, it is a holy story. It is a story that speaks to us of God. And children and choirs may sing like angels on many nights, but tonight, the holy heavenly host of angels sing, and we can hear them. Melodies of joy and praise that begin in heaven, but sound in our lives here on earth. We pray in the prayer appointed for this day, for this night, O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. True light shines. God's light shines on this holy night. God's gift to us in this time is holiness. God gives us holiness into our lives, into our world. God, come to be with us. Holiness came into our world that night in Bethlehem so many years ago when a holy baby, a baby of God, was born. Holiness came into our world then, and it has never left. In this annual celebration of the Holy Nativity, our awareness is renewed, our confidence is restored, that we may seek and expect to find holiness throughout our lives, because this night is holy. All nights are holy. Because this night is of God, all other nights in our lives may be holy too. Because we see and hear the angels sing on this night, we may be confident of their presence with us other nights to guide and comfort and sing with joy. Because the unquenchable brightness of true light shines this whole night, we may claim the promise that we will never be conquered by the dark. Hang on to the holiness of this night. It is real. The holiness of this night is real, and it does not depart with the sunrise of tomorrow. Because God, in all of God's holiness, took on human flesh. Because God took on human flesh and blood on this night and came among us, our lives have been touched by holiness and made holy. We are made holy this night. Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining, or will be soon. This is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Oh, holy night.